Blog Talk Radio.
There's nothing more powerful than our own grace and awareness. Welcome to my show, a show focused on mastering the inner conflict within our whole being. I'm Sheila Unique, a relationship coach, a master energetic intuitive. For over 20 years, I've been passionate about educating people like you on how to resolve everyday life problems in relationships of all kinds. We have relationships with anything and everything in our lives, and how we relate with every one of them makes all the difference. Today's relationship has to do with my unique approach to solving problems. For us to master any conflict related to problem solving, we need to understand some of the invisible influences impacting problems and the process of resolving them. When do problems become problems? How is that for a question today? We have all kinds of problems to deal with, and not all of them are problems. Or that's been my experience. For example, think of solving a math problem. 2 times 2 equals 4. We know the answer, so solving it seems easy to do and really isn't a problem. Now, that's very different from a math problem we don't know how to solve. For example, solve the x in this equation. 3x cubed plus 7x squared minus 5x plus 9. This is a cubic equation which requires algebraic manipulation or even the use of numerical methods to find its solution. Like, holy smackers, that's a mathematical problem. One which isn't something I can easily solve. Life naturally brings us problems, and to me, problems become problems when there's some kind of difficulty, some kind of struggle, or conflict involved. Think of our everyday life problems. Our cell phone isn't working properly. Our kids miss the bus and we have to go pick them up. Our elderly parents are being more and more difficult to work with. There's a work shortage and our job is downsizing. Those are things we recognize as problems. Now let's go a little further. These things present a different kind of problem. When we sit down in silence, the thoughts in our head get pretty loud, preventing us from relaxing. How do we stop those thoughts? When people don't agree with us or even support us when we need them on their side, how can we make that happen? We take something that could easily be resolved and complicate it, making the unfolding process more difficult. How do we find our way to not complicating things? I ask my husband when he feels a problem becomes a problem. I was quite intrigued to hear him say, when things are repeated. For him, things being repeated finally get his attention, awakening unrest inside of him. He hears something from one person, hears it from another person, and finally hears the same thing from the third person, now presenting the problem of having to deal with it. Just like so many of us, things become problematic when we have to deal with them, especially when we don't want to. I know what that feels like. Recently, I've been experiencing problems with tea bags I order from a multi-level marketing company. Some of the tea bags are sewn into the packaging, and it's bothering me. Now I have to deal with the problem. I was finding I had unrest related to doing that. When I went inside, I was shown belief systems which were leading me to think if I complained to the company, nobody would do anything about it anyway. Wow, I could feel that in my chest. I moved through my unrest and sent the company the email. I'm waiting to see what they'll do. How do people influence our problems? Think of sharing your problems with others. How have people been with you when you share? Personally, I feel when sharing our problems with others, there's three categories of people. The first one, those that continue to feed the problem. We share our problem with them and they talk about how they've had the same thing happen before and it never worked out for them. They share how their family and friends had the same thing happen and this category of people stay focused on the problem and continue to feed into it, making the problem potentially worse. The second category includes people who listen to us and downplay or negate the fact that we have a problem. They'll say things like, oh, what's the big deal? Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, you don't have to feel like that. Ever get this one? Oh, just let it go. Now, why do people do that? It's simple. Because it's not their problem to deal with. And that's why they come across downplaying what we're experiencing. To them, if it was their problem, they'd know how to handle it. It's not their problem to handle. Have you ever noticed people do that to us? And I might add, we do that to other people as well. I know I have. That's why we can so easily try to solve problems for others. We hear someone talk about their problem and we say, oh, you should do this. Oh, you need to do that. Oh, why can't you just do this and be done with it? When we're moving through a problem, making changes isn't as easy as it seems. I remember reading a post on Facebook years ago. If we think it's easy for others to change, try changing ourselves first. Not as easy as we think. Whatever we're struggling through is unique to us. Sometimes advice from others works, and sometimes it doesn't. I'll give you a personal example. Growing up, I watched my dad yell at my mom, and I didn't like it. I always wondered how people could let another person yell at them. I made up my mind that wasn't something I was ever going to allow in my relationships. Well, years and years ago, I lived with a gentleman who one day yelled at me for something I did. I told him if he ever yelled at me again, I would leave him on the spot. Well, about 2 months later, he yelled at me. Within 3 days, I moved out and never went back. I realized being yelled at wasn't my problem. I wasn't going to tolerate it. And even though I didn't have that problem, there were others who were dealing with that. And when I heard them share about their experiences, I needed to be aware of the fact that their experiences weren't about me and what I thought they should do. They were about them and what they were struggling with. The third category of people are those who guide us inwardly, helping us to heal and resolve our part in the problem. These people can be anyone and in any line of work. They recognize that we'll find our own solutions inside. When it comes to problem solving, there's a mixture of influential people in our lives. Depending where we're at on our journey determines if our problems are resolved or continue for whatever reason. Now, it's not always clear as to what our problems are, which leads us to consider things like interpretations. For example, we see a facial expression and we think we know what someone's feeling. Or we hear someone talk about their problems and we think we know what that person needs to do to solve them. Have you ever done that? We potentially interpret different meanings from different words or nonverbal actions, thinking we understand what's going on. Many times, interpretations are based on assumptions and are not always expressed accurately. Now think of talking about feelings and emotions. Our interpretation of what someone is feeling might not be what they're feeling at all. For example, our friend hasn't sent us a text in 4 days and we think they're mad at us. Or we raise our voice when talking with a coworker and the other staff members think we're angry. Think of referencing the reasons as to why problems exist. What we think is the reason might not be the underlying reason at all. For example, we think our brother doesn't like us because we speak our mind. We can't lose weight because we don't have time to go to the gym and work out. Or our spouse acts the way they do because of their childhood. Those reasons may or may not be accurate. From an energetic point of view, interpretations are things we believe to be true, and like assumptions, they give us a false sense of certainty, which creates unrest in relationships. Here are three things that potentially happen when we use interpretations. The first one, spend our time and energy resolving a problem which isn't the problem. An example of this, we're in a relationship where we continually feel disrespected. We think it's the person we're in the relationship with. Is it them? If we felt disrespected in our past relationships as well, then is our problem really about the person we're currently with? Give that a thought. We'll have problems in our lives which we've been trying to resolve for any length of time, and the problem still exists. Because it still exists, we continue to try different things. If the things we're trying bring about healing and resolution, then we're on the right track. If they aren't, it's important to hear this. We're spending our time and energy trying to resolve the wrong problem. How do we know? When we have the correct solution to resolve our problem, the problem transforms and disappears. The second thing, interpretations get in the way of movement, healing, and resolution. When we have conflict in our relationships that won't go away, it's not uncommon to search for a label or a reference so we understand what's causing the conflict and try to fix it. Not knowing or not understanding creates unrest inside of us, which then creates problems in relationships. We'll often feel desperate because we don't know how to deal with what we have or feel powerless to make the changes for the conflict to stop. Sometimes our interpretations and or assumptions of what's happening get in the way of healing and resolution. And here's an example. Let's say our spouse is going through a challenging time at work and appears to be quite distant from us. Well, this goes on for a few weeks and now is becoming a problem for us. We don't say anything because we know work is challenging and we continue to assume the distance is work-related. Is it? Assuming isn't always the right solution for us. It might temporarily help our mind chatter, which on one hand kind of helps calm our troubling thoughts, but on the other hand makes our problem bigger. Here's where our awareness becomes a valuable tool. What's the problem we're working with? Is it about the distance in general? Or is it awakening unrest inside of us? For example, do we feel helpless because we can't help our spouse? Do we find it problematic to bring up difficult conversations? What's actually causing us to stay in the assuming phase. Now, going back to assuming the distance is work-related, it may in fact be, but are we observing anything else out of the norm? What if our spouse received bad news about something and they're finding it hard to deal with the news? Now, I'm not saying this is or isn't happening. I'm only encouraging you to grow in awareness as I give you this example of how interpretations or assumptions get in the way of movement, healing, and resolutions. Another example, well, this one's more health-related. We're going through a phase where we have unusual headaches. We don't understand why, and we get them checked out, and they can't find anything medically wrong, yet we continue to have these headaches, which are now a problem for us. For us to totally focus only on headaches being a physical issue might not resolve our problem. Why? Because there's times when headaches surface because of what we're dealing with in our lives. From an energetic point of view, some headaches surface when we energetically put pressure on ourselves due to the stress we're under. When we heal and resolve the unrest related to the pressure and the stress, it has been my experience the headaches disappear. And that's just one example related to unexplained physical problems. It's not always just physical. This is the third thing that happens with interpretations. We're so certain we know what the problem is, we're not open to other possibilities. Plus, interpretations are used as reasons or excuses as to why situations are the way they are and why they aren't changing. Talk about keeping problems as problems. When we believe things to be true, we get to the place where we feel powerless to make changes and believe we can't do anything to heal or resolve our problem. Have you ever found yourself in that position? We think we're so certain as to what the problem is, how to take care of things, and how things should turn out. Well, energetically, having that kind of certainty prevents us from keeping our mind open to other possible solutions. For example, think of dealing with a major relationship problem, a problem that, when we focus on it, makes us feel tired and we find it hard to move. It's kind of like we're walking through an ocean of quicksand. Ever feel that way? I know I have. When our body communicates to us in that way, we'll often find there's nothing physically wrong with our body. Why? The feeling of having no energy comes from something non-physical, which in this example is coming from us thinking about our major relationship problem. I often feel this with my clients. Just thinking about their problem or issue causes them to feel drained. It's our awareness that helps us realize this within ourselves. It's our awareness that helps recognize we're dealing with a problem associated with mental and emotional elements, as opposed to only dealing with a physical one. Now, are we staying stuck in our problems or are we moving through them? Let's start with staying stuck. Energetically, we stay stuck in problems for two reasons. The first, we keep focused on the problem being outside of us. It's the fault of others that we feel the way we do. They need to change. It's not uncommon to keep our focus directed at others when we're upset. Our attention is focused on what they did or didn't do, and we think we're upset because of that. Well, that may be true. And at the same time, it's important to also consider what's going on inside of us at the time of our upset. We also stay stuck when we keep our problems alive. We do this when it comes to talking about the problem. There's a difference between sharing a problem we've had and continually talking about it like the problem is still a problem. How do we do that? Personally, I've shared problems I've experienced more from a place of offering the learning and growing from the experience. That's very different from the times I've talked about my problems with all the dramatic details, the negative type emotions and feelings involved. When I'm talking about it, or if I could say complaining about it, I still get charged up. Why? Because I'm bringing my problem back to life. Talking about my troublesome thoughts causes me to feel my troublesome emotions, which is then causing me to energetically feel like I'm right back into the same stuff again. And if I could guide you here, if you find you do this, be aware of how this impacts you and your problems. The moment we become aware we're dealing with this, in other words, we're awakening the problem again, notice what's going on inside in relation to what's happening outside of us. If we're finding we're getting emotionally charged when we talk about our problem, especially if it's the one we thought we already resolved, we're now aware that there's still some unrest related to the problem. Having that awareness allows us to make a new choice related to what we do with that problem. We choose to stay stuck, or we choose to move through it. And it's important to know there's no right or wrong way to deal with problems. There's only awareness. And nothing is more powerful than our own grace and awareness. Now, moving through problems feels very different, and two important elements involved have to do with our intention and awareness. We set our intention to seek a solution and stay aware of what's happening in the process. Now, let me say, it's not like we get up in the morning and tend to stay stuck in our problems. Not at all. To me, it's more that we're lacking awareness in some part of the healing and resolving process. And this indicates that we still need to move further through the problem in order for us to fully experience the healing and resolution intended for us. You see, if we had all the solutions to our problems, we wouldn't have problems. There's a life lesson of some kind we need to learn from that problem, the ones especially that continue to present themselves. We'll be learning things related to ourselves, for example, about self-acceptance or self-forgiveness, things like our belief systems and programming, things related to healing, our divine, and more. Problems, by their very nature, are being put in our path, offering us an opportunity to learn and grow in some way. And some problems sure challenge the heck out of us, that's for sure. And if I could add, personally, I don't feel there's a time limit on any problems we have. There's no set time by the end of the week we have to have all our problems resolved. Now, what's required in order to solve problems? Our problems start outside of us, and our problems end up being resolved inside of us. I had a client who was struggling to resolve some of her problems. Having greater awareness allowed her to share these words, and I'd like to share them with you. When I talk about my problems, I'm often surprised to learn that the actual problem is something different than what I first perceived it to be. This is a big one for me. I now redirect my thinking so I can become aware of my part in the experience, which has helped me to ultimately resolve my actual problems. Now, this has truly been my experience as I continue to grow in awareness of the things both inside and outside of me. I recognize how my focus gradually moved away from what others did or didn't do and is now directed more towards what's going on inside of me. Solving difficult problems involves working with everything going on inside, being aware of our thoughts, emotions, and physical body sensations. Solving difficult problems also involves working with everything happening outside of us, being aware of the people, things, and situations we find ourselves in. It serves us greatly to go inwardly to ask questions of ourselves with the intention of discovering the different things that get in the way of feeling at peace in relationships of all kinds. Being open to unlimited possibilities does make a difference when it comes to moving forward. Why do we want to go inwardly? Because it's inside of us where the problem exists. We're the ones reacting, indicating that we have unrest related to whatever we're experiencing. And remember, some of our problems are resolved effortlessly, and some continue to go on and on. And when I think of problems and how they surface, it makes me think of one of my most favorite sayings. There's two people looking at a number on the floor in front of them, and one person says the number is a 6. The other person says the number's a 9. The caption under the picture says, just because you're right does not mean I'm wrong. You just haven't seen life from my side. That saying has truly helped me step back from controversial situations, leaving me to remain open to perspectives of others. Has it helped me avoid problems? Absolutely. I haven't seen life from their side. When it comes to problem solving, we're not changing people outside of us. We're healing and resolving how we relate to them when we're in their presence. Let me say that again. We're healing and resolving how we relate to them when we're in their presence. What changes when that happens? We feel more uplifted, our pain leaves, and we don't react like we did before. We experience healing in every one of our relationships. It's that powerful. In this show, I focused on talking about things related to problem solving. Going forward, I'll be talking about how our energy impacts other people. You'll want to hear about that. Next week's show is focused on my unique approach to the energy fields involved in every relationship we have. If you want to learn more about topics like this one, check out my best-selling book, Relatefully. If you want to learn more about me and the work I do, go to my website, www.theuniqueapproach.com. I'm Sheila Unique, relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. I do private and group sessions focused on healing in relationships of all kinds. And as a trainer and speaker, I'm passionate about guiding people to build authentic relationships from the inside out. I wish you so much wonderment and joy as you move forward mastering the inner conflict within your whole being.